Star News is here with Bea McIntyre to talk about her rectorial campaign. So first of all, how does it feel to have been nominated to be rector of St Andrews?
I am deeply, deeply honoured to have been nominated to be rector. It's a fine institution, it's world-renowned. I've long watched from the sidelines, admired and respected the work and the growing reputation of the university. So to have any association with it is a privilege.
And what do you feel are the qualities that you can bring to the position?
Well, I've had 19 years as a fairly high-profile journalist and presenter in Scotland, and I think that that has proven my powers of listening, which is absolutely key to this role in my book. Listening to varying views, being moderate, being impartial, communication skills. My job has seen me in roles where I have chaired major conferences and debates, so I think ensuring everyone's voice is heard is something that I'm very well practiced at, and it does seem to me that at the university there's a disconnect between the students and the court, and I would really like to work very, very hard to make sure that the students' voice is heard loud and clear in that room before any decisions are made. But I think I can prove that I'm all about education, education, education through my work with Mary's Meals, which is a children's charity that works really hard to ensure that the world's poorest children get a meal a day that meets their immediate needs. But that meal is always served by us in a place of education, a place of learning, because that education is going to be that child's route out of poverty. And I think when you look at that principle, that education is key to us all for our futures and for society's future, I think you'll see why I'm such a passionate advocate of education and accessible education for all.
So as you've said, one of the most important aspects of being a rector is being able to listen and communicate with the student. So how will you practically do this?
Well, thank goodness for modern technology. I will always be at the end of an email to hear students' views about anything that is exercising their minds. I live just down the road in Clackmannanshire near Dollar, so I intend to be a regular visitor to St Andrews. And I think, as I said previously, this disconnect between the student body and the court can be solved by a rector who actively goes out and seeks out the opinion of students. So I will be absolutely determined to make sure that I am engaged with the students here and that I have a clear representation of their views before any decisions are made on their behalf in the court.
And the university is about to come up to its 600th anniversary. So how do you feel the rector can play a role in that?
Well, I think that ambassadorial role during that important year for the university is something that is an added privilege to this role. I'm very used to rubbing shoulders with people from, you know, prime ministers, princesses, as well as Joe Public. So in terms of representing the university in any situation that I'm asked to, I'm very comfortable with that. I see that 600th anniversary as time for reflection, perhaps, for the university. It's time to celebrate its tradition. But I do think as it goes into its next century, clearly there are many, many challenges ahead, from tuition fees to high resources are allocated to ensure that these students have the best in a world-class university. So I think it'll be celebration, but I also think it's time for reflection.
And if you were to be elected rector, what would be the first thing you'd like to do?
I would like to celebrate that fact with the students, the ones who've elected me. I would want to make sure that before I sat in the court for the first time, that I had a very, very clear idea about what the priority issues were for the students. And I know that sounds really simplistic, but I've been around long enough and held enough managerial roles to know when you go into a room, the committee goes into the room and sits down with its agenda, I really do think quite frequently you forget about the stakeholders when decisions are being made. And I think it's something that has been my strength in all the roles that I have had, that I am the one beating the drum and saying, but have we asked so-and-so, have we asked them how they feel about this? Do we know what the impact will be on, you know, the stakeholders of that? So it's really just to assure the students that I will get myself into a state of readiness to be their representative in that court.
And finally, what do you think is so special about St Andrews?
Everything. St Andrews is really close to my heart. We have family here, so, and I just live down the road, so we are regular visitors here. I just love the atmosphere. I think about 2 miles on approach, you just pick up, you know, the atmosphere. This is a very, very special place. And I think as I was going around knocking doors as part of this campaign, and I was asking the students to discuss with me, you know, any issues, the one thing I picked up above anything else, and I won't say anything to the contrary, is that they are really proud to be a part of this university. And I think it's important to really, you know, respect the university's tradition and maintain that.